This is a Fox News alert. Contests in two states. I'm Lee Silasera. Polls now closed in Ohio and Indiana, where several races are up for grabs. In Ohio, several Republicans are hoping for the nomination for the Senate seat now held by Rob Portman, who's retiring. Former President Trump has endorsed J.D. Vance.
Political strategists are closely watching Ohio's primary to determine if Trump and other endorsements sway Buckeye voters.
Hi, Matt Dolan.
State Senator Matt Dolan saw a late surge in support after rejecting Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Dolan tells Fox Ohio voters care more about the future than the past.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Cincinnati. Associated Press has just called the race for on the Democrat side. Tim Ryan has won the Democratic nomination in Indiana. Several congressional seats are up for grabs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowing to put a vote on the floor on abortion protections after a draft Supreme Court decision was leaked that seemed to indicate Roe versus Wade could be overturned.
I cannot tell you the outrage I feel at this decision. And the outrage I feel that Republicans who did it won't own up to it and duck it. It's despicable.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell with concerns about the leak.
I'm confident the Chief Justice and the Supreme Court will find the leaker and move forward to apply appropriate punishment.
President Biden has warned that other rights could be at risk. This is a new Fox poll, looks at what respondents think about abortion.
The latest Fox News poll found half of respondents think abortion should be banned after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Slightly more think it should be banned after 15 weeks. And yet, 63% think the Roe versus Wade ruling, which legalized abortions, should stand. 44% think it should be legal or in most cases legal, and 54% said they think the procedure should be illegal or mostly illegal.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Taiwan is asking for more military aid from the U.S. in the form of Stinger missiles.
Top military brass were on the Hill testifying on the president's defense budget request. In his prepared remarks to the committee, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said the Chinese President Xi has set an objective to have his military prepared, capability-wise, to seize Taiwan by 2027.
That is the target on the wall, 2027. We have to keep that in mind as we go into the future.
There are growing concerns that the U.S. is falling behind on weapon shipments to Taiwan, despite identifying China as its biggest national security challenge. Lawmakers say these delays could embolden China to eventually invade Taiwan.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The State Department says it's determined that WNBA star Brittany Griner is being wrongfully detained in Russia. That means the U.S. will more aggressively work to secure her release while the case against her plays out. Griner was detained at an airport in February after Russian authorities claimed that she was carrying vape cartridges with traces of cannabis oil. There's another sign that the job market will remain strong this spring.
There were even more open jobs in March than expected. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover report says openings rose to a record 11.55 million. The number of people quitting their jobs, either for a new position or to leave the workforce, rose to 4.54 million. Most who are quitting are finding new jobs. A separate report from job site ZipRecruiter found 11 million job openings in April, with employers continuing to compete to fill positions in a tight labor market. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And some results in the Ohio primary, where the Associated Press says that Tim Ryan has won the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.